Q94, your Mountain of Rock. Hey, I'm Gary Lee, and again, we're continuing our preview of high school football in the area. We're going down to Douglas County. We're going to talk with Coach Merrifield of the Ava Bears. Hey, Coach, how we doing?
Doing good. How are you, Gary?
Fantastic. You know, here it is. It's the week of the Jamboree and then week one. But before we get into that, how'd y'all summer go?
We had a great summer. We had a lot of kids returning from injuries. And, you know, it was just a process. I'm watching, you know, we had two big players returning with Tyson Tidwell and Hunter Adams. Watching them attack rehab and how fast they came back and just, you know, kind of showed their teammates how much football meant to them. And I think some of those other kids seeing what it looks like to have something you love taken away from you really, really ignited a fire within us.
Well, and it had to really even, you know, add more adhesive to that camaraderie that is amongst, you know, high school sport teams, seeing those guys come back and getting behind them.
Oh, absolutely. You know, to watch teammates cheer them on as they go through the process and each step that was made in recovery did just draw them closer and closer, and it's an amazing thing to watch. It's a group of high school kids come together like that.
Well, everybody hit team camps. What team camp did you hit, and what did you get out of it?
We went to Evangel camp. We went to the first week. I know some other schools were at the second week. We go to the first week. We feel like it gives us an opportunity to come back and watch film and finish up camp, fixing some things. We went up, and we brought great energy about us, and that's the thing that we always talk about going to these camps is making sure that we're excited to be there and we're excited to get back to football. And we expect mistakes early in the season like that, and that's what we go to those camps for. Now, we played a cleaner variety of football than I think our coaches even anticipated, and the energy level that we brought was more than we could ask for as coaches. You know, it's one of those things that we matched up with some bigger schools, and to say that we could truly compete with them, on a Friday night, it would be a tall task, but we had an energy with us at 8 o'clock in the morning that was unmatched for a while, and it allowed us to really stand out there.
Well, you know, speaking of your coaching staff, any changes, or are you a lot of familiar faces, and let the folks know who's on that Ava Bear coaching staff?
So we have returned all of our coaches from last year. We've got a defensive coordinator is Garrett Barrett. He's been with us for about 10 years. Colton Skiles returns third year with us. And then Brad Clevenhagen and Brady Quackenbush return for their second year of coaching. A pretty cool thing we get to say about our coaching staff here. All five of us are Ava graduates.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I don't
cool.
think that happens a lot, but I think the football program means a little bit more to us than maybe it could, because we all played on that field, and it brings something special. Mm-hmm. You know, when we're talking to kids, we were there, and, you know, it means something to us, and I think the kids respect that.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Well, the Jamborees are coming up this Friday night. Where are you guys headed?
We are headed to Hollister. We're going to match up with Hollister and Clever. Just going to be the three of us there, and 7 o'clock Friday night, of course. And just go get some football started. We're tired of hitting each other.
That's right. You know, and these Jamborees, I never put much into it, but I do really like to watch the line of scrimmage because, you know, I mean, you're not game planning for a Jamboree, or I don't think no coach game plans for the Jamboree, but you, for the fans out there that's listening to us, you know, watch that line of scrimmage. How fast, you know, are they flying off the ball? Defensively, you know, are they swarming to the ball? If, you know, on downfield runs, are wide receivers blocking? But, you know, there's really not a lot of game planning that goes into a Jamboree, right?
Oh, absolutely not. It's, you know, I think everybody shows up, works on their base stuff. We plan on using it for position battles. We've still got, you know, upward 7, 8, 9 positions that are undecided who's going to start week one.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to use it to have two or three guys get snaps there, go back into the film and determine who's our week one starter. So, you know, we will be very cautious with a lot of number ones.
Yeah.
But those guys that are fighting for that position, they're going to get a ton of reps, and that's how we're going to determine who our week one starters are.
Well, I mean, you got a great, you know, class, or you got a great team. A lot of players got, you know, due to injury, and you hate that anytime there's injuries on any team in any sport. But when that does happen, and it happens every year, you know, players have to step up to the challenge. They've got to get thrown into the fire. And the one thing, and you and I talked about this a little bit before we went on air, you know, it's not so much, you know, do these young pups that have to step in, do they make all conference, do they make all state, do they make all district? What they did make was time to get experience, and that is huge, isn't it?
Oh, it is really huge. You know, I'm going to throw a name out here. We've got a kid, Thomas Merritt, who literally played everywhere for us last year. Mm-hmm. He took some quarterback snaps. He took wide receiver snaps, A-back snaps. And this is a guy, he's a junior. He's a great football player and played all over the field for us last year. Feel like he's capable of playing in any of those positions right now. And with all the kids we've got returning from injuries, he's going to be a defensive-only specialist. And I think that type of experience that we've had is going to be huge for us moving forward. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just we don't have to spend as much time in practice getting those guys ready because they got those reps last year. So we can, you know, hopefully our playbook will be more expanded week one than it's ever been because so many people got reps last year.
Yeah, and I mean, that's huge. I mean, experience, you know, you hear baseball coaches talk about it all the time. Well, you know, a father talking to a coach, what can I do to get my son better at baseball? Play more games, you know.
Absolutely.
Get on more teams. You know, it's a little more difficult to do in football, so really the only way you can do it is get out there and play when you're young, and it's different. And you can give me your own opinion on this because, you know, you played as well, but it's different lining up on Friday nights than it is on Monday nights. It's different.
Oh, absolutely. It's, you know, you look at, you know, preparation that goes into a Monday night compared to a Friday night, in-game changes, things that you have to be able to adjust on the fly.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, on a Monday night, you don't get a lot of that. You get to run your base packages, mm-hmm. and you get to try to get better at the basic things that your team does. And, you know, those kids that were probably Monday night football players last year, they got thrown into the fire on a Friday night and had to learn how to make those adjustments. You know, and it may not be get 5 minutes to prepare it. It may be in the middle of a timeout or a water break. You have to see how you can adjust on the fly. And being prepared for those situations and already being through that is so beneficial for this team moving forward.
Absolutely, yeah. I agree 100%. And, you know, I hear a lot of coaches, Steve Airey always comes to mind, talking about, you know, if you want to have success, one way is to have one-way players. It's, you know, we're SCA. We're class 1, 2, and 3 schools.
Absolutely.
And you know, that is a hard thing to achieve. But instead of saying, well, you know, I've got 12 football players, you know, a lot of them go both ways. But when you can say, well, I've got 17 football players, you know, and I got some that's right on the cusp. But do you feel that's kind of where the Ava Bears are headed?
I do. You know, it's one of those things that we're toying around defensively, trying to figure out what 11 makes us best.
Yeah.
In the complete game. And, you know, that may not be the best 11 defensive players on the first play of the game, but those players that are the best on the first play of the game and they're playing all game offensively, they're not the best in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to figure out, you know, what that rotation looks like to where, you know, we don't have enough kids to where we're going to play 11 on both sides.
Right, right.
But if we can play 3 guys both ways, and then we got 4 more guys that are halftime players on offense or halftime players on defense, standing on the sideline, catching their breath, you know, and I think it goes a long way. And something that we feel like is really important in that is we make so many in-game changes.
Uh-huh.
Those kids that never come off the field, you don't get a chance to talk to them.
Amen.
So if we've just got a backup that can get them one series here or there, it allows us to make in-game changes. And we feel like with our offense and our defense, anytime we've got an opportunity to make a small adjustment and stay within ourselves, it really gives us an advantage.
Right on. Good stuff. Again, we're talking with Ava Bears head football coach Casey Merrifield. And now week 1, are you guys at home? You on the road? And who's your opponent?
So we've got Buffalo coming to Ava week one.
Mm-hmm. That's been a pretty good, you know, annual week one opponent for y'all, hadn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And we really love it because they play two completely different styles of football they have in the past, where they will line up in an unbalanced, everybody's hand in the dirt and run the football right at you and play a very physical style of football. And they'll do that for six plays, and then you look up and they're empty or spread. They prepare us for everything we think we're going to see.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a great way to start the season. And they're a very competitive football team. They give us all we want every year, or they get us, it seems like about every other year, they get us. So it's just a great matchup for us, and we like the way it starts our season off.
Well, you know, sometimes you can learn as a team, you can learn a little bit more out of a loss than you can by blowing someone out.
Absolutely. And we're not looking for that game to where we just get in the win column. We're,
right. You
know, week one and week two out of conference games, that's going to prepare us for the conference, you know, hopefully for the district moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, the conference looks pretty good, you know. I mean, Liberty's got several returning. Kabul should be, you know, much improved. Of your Ava Bears, you're healthy. You got a lot more experience. You can never count Mountain Grove out. Salem's got a new coach, you know, kind of see what they're going to be all about. Houston's been much better each year. They keep just creeping up. Coach Sloan gets things going. You know, Thayer is much improved. So ought to be a really good year for the SCA.
Oh, absolutely. We're excited to see how it shakes out. You know, it's a complete guessing game till about week five.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, to see where everybody lines up. Everybody's got their preseason prediction, but, you know, it takes one kid coming out for football that's never played or one kid deciding he's not going to play that can really change the way the conference looks. So, you know, we get battle-tested right off the bat every year with Mountain Grove and Liberty, and normally we kind of got a feeling where everybody's at by about week five.
Yeah, that's right. I kind of just bite my lower lip till – yeah, you got to see a few games and kind of look at, you know, because one team may be predicted to be all world and then come to find out they just really struggle, you know. And it's just hard to say. But it does not matter what happens, really, week 1 through 9. It's week 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. That's where it happens.
Absolutely. You know, it's tough to understand it, but sometimes week 1 through 9 is just preparing you for the big tournament. You know, everybody likes to win that conference championship or be competing for it. But if you can be clicking, playing your best football week 10,
yep,
you got to be excited about where you're heading.
That's right. Coach Merrifield of the Ava Bears, hey, man, thanks for joining us. And we'll be peeking in on you, checking in on you, and bringing you in on the coach's show on Friday mornings. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.